From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 30th, 2017. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter found on the web at www.arrl.org. Sitting in for Sean Kutzko, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY. As a reminder to our listeners, ARRL headquarters will be closed on Monday, July 3rd, and Tuesday, July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Wednesday, July 5th. In a draft report and order to be considered at its July 13th open meeting, the FCC has proposed lifting a nearly two-decade-old suspension of amateur radio access to 76 to 77 gigahertz, giving the amateur and amateur satellite services access to the full 76 to 81 gigahertz band on a secondary basis. The FCC also reduced amateur radio status from primary to secondary in the 77 to 77.5 gigahertz segment, to match the rest of the 76 to 81 gigahertz band, and it imposed a uniform power limit for users of the band. The draft report and order concluded that amateur radio and vehicular radars will be able to successfully share the millimeter wave band with minor adjustments in the amateur service rules. A goal of the proceeding has been to expand and consolidate the spectrum available worldwide for 76 to 81 gigahertz radar operations. It would bring the U.S. table of allocations into line with decisions at the 2015 World Radio Communications Conference and make the entire band available internationally for vehicular radars operating in the radio location service. The FCC RNO would impose a 55 dBm peak effective isotropic radiated power limit, which translates to 316 watts, on amateur radio operations in the band. This is the same as that allowed to vehicular radars. The RNO reasons that the risk for potential interference between amateur radio operation and the RLS operations is mitigated by the directionality of vehicular radar antennas. The RNO also cited the periodic and transient nature of amateur operations in the band, coupled with high path losses in a band that is conducive to frequency reuse. Germany welcomes the world is the theme of the 2017 edition of Europe's major annual amateur radio gathering, known simply as Ham Radio, but more commonly called Friedrichshafen, the city on the shores of Lake Constance where it takes place each summer. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will lead a league contingent to the event, which this year runs from Friday, July 14th, until Sunday, July 16th. Others on the ARRL team attending Ham Radio will be Radio Sport Manager Norm Fusaro, W3IZ, Marketing Manager Bob Interbitzen, NQ1R, and International Affairs Vice President Jay Bellows, K0QB. Expected to be on hand from the International Amateur Radio Union will be IARU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, IARU Secretary David Sumner, K1ZZ, and IARU Region 1 President Don Beatty, G3BJ, as well as others from Region 1. The 42nd edition of Ham Radio will feature some 200 exhibitors from 30 countries, including around 70 associations. This year, the German Amateur Radio Club will celebrate the 45th anniversary of the founding of its Amateur Radio Center and will welcome visitors to the Lake Constance Conference. Among its show activities, the DARC will sponsor a competition for radio or electronics kits suitable for young people. World Radio Sport Team Championship 2018, which takes place next July in Germany, will be a particular focus at Ham Radio 2017. The show will include an exhibit of WRTC equipment, plus a demonstration of the competition and video presentations about WRTC 2018. Ham Radio sponsors say several other presentations at the show will also highlight the upcoming international event. Starting in 2018, the ARRL Foundation will offer two new scholarships for radio amateurs pursuing post-secondary education. They've been established by the Medical Amateur Radio Council and by the Shenandoah Valley Amateur Radio Club. The Marco Scholarship will provide financial assistance for the educational expenses of a radio amateur pursuing higher education in the healing arts and who is performing at a high academic level. The Shenandoah Valley Amateur Radio Club Scholarship will provide financial assistance for the educational expenses of an amateur enrolled in an accredited 2 or 4 year college or university and pursuing a degree in business, science, math, engineering, or technology-related fields. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Field day is behind us. Even though it has only been a week, it seems like forever, and we are already making plans for next year. The amateur satellites were so active that this year is going to break all the AMSAT records since 2005 when I started keeping track. There were more satellites operational this year in some very interesting modes besides phone and CW. The ISS was used for APRS and to receive field day messages. LO90 was working fine with its digital downlink. The chain of Chinese XW satellites gave everyone a run for their money as they went hopping from one to the next. AO7 did its thing and was mostly in mode B, and FO29 worked as it always has. We're going to need your help. If you worked a satellite during field day, please submit your score to AMSAT. You can find the complete rules, which are almost the same as the ARRL, except we do not give 100 bonus points for your first contact. Your group can submit your score to AMSAT. Visit AMSAT.org, select events, and then click on field day. The time frame for AMSAT scores to be turned in is quite a bit shorter than the ARRL due date, and it gives me time to tabulate the scores and get the story into the upcoming issue of the AMSAT Journal. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 Monitoring System volunteers continue to document many signals intruding on the amateur radio bands. The signals include a Russian Navy RTTY signal on 14.180 MHz in Sevastopol in Crimea. Another Russian RTTY signal has been showing up on 7.051 MHz. German telecom regulators registered an official complaint, which apparently was successful in this instance. The mysterious D beacon from Asiatic Russia has been reported on CW on 7.093.3 kHz, with spurious emissions on 7.078.6, 7.117.9, and 7.157.2 MHz, as well as outside the band. Radio Hargese in Somalia continues to be reported on 7.120 MHz. The signal is audible in Australia and Japan, as well as in Europe and Africa. On 7.175 MHz, Radio Eritrea continues to be jammed daily with white noise transmissions attributed to Radio Ethiopia. The ARRL will sponsor a 2017 Atlantic hurricane season webinar on Monday, July 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 000 UTC on Tuesday, July 18th. The approximately 90-minute session will address the role of amateur radio during the 2017 hurricane season. Anyone interested in hurricane preparedness and response is invited to take part in this online presentation. Webinar registration is free and open to all, but this session should be of particular interest to radio amateurs in hurricane-prone areas. The webinar will conclude with a question-and-answer session. For more information, contact ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager Mike Corey, KI1U, at mcorey, that's M-C-O-R-E-Y, at ARRL.org. Members of Pikes Peak Aries were supporting the Mountaintop Cycling Club's annual experience ride on June 17th when a motor vehicle collision occurred right at an intersection near a rest stop. Dan Huber, KN0MAP, Matthew Tuttle, KD0YBE, and Dean Buckhouse, KB0VVA, were able to respond to the accident, which involved a passenger car and a pickup truck. There were injuries, and one of the truck's gas tanks had ruptured and was leaking fuel. There was an attempt to call 911, but cell phone coverage was spotty, and the call dropped after only basic information had been conveyed. A report was then relayed via amateur radio to the race communications coordinator and director positions, which had much better coverage, and the director, John Higgins, N6VTS, was able to provide the dispatcher with the necessary information. The on-scene operators were able to assess the situation and assist with traffic control and initial hazardous materials mitigation. And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all the contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at www.arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2017 ARRL, and all rights are reserved. Until next week, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, 73, and thanks for listening.